So Blake Dantier has a new single out. It's called Wish You Were My Beer. Let's have a listen. Every sip is like your lips on mine. With each hit I'm traveling back in time. We were good together in those days. Now they're just a dream in amber haze. I don't know what's going to bring you. The very talented singer-songwriter Blake Dantier joins us this morning on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Blake, how you doing?
I'm good.
Mate, I got a question for you. Now, not that long ago, your fiancée, Cass Hopeton, came out with a song called Shots. Now we've got a song with you, Wish You Were My Beer. Is there a theme developing here? What's going on?
I think there certainly is, because I wrote a lot of shots, too. So it could be my bad influence.
This is like the beer chaser to the shots. Is this what we're saying?
Yeah, it's actually, I've got quite a few alcohol-related songs there. I had to stop myself from writing as many because it got to the point where I was like, I got too many of these.
Perhaps we need an intervention of some kind. Hi, my name's Blake. I write too many alcohol songs. Hi, Blake. How you doing? So tell us a little bit about what the song is all about.
Yeah, it's it's kind of just a bit of fun, a bit of lighthearted fun, I think, because it's nothing too serious. It's just sort of a story about a love going wrong. And drinking to try and get over that, I suppose.
We've all been there before.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty common theme, and the drinking song in country is a pretty common thing as well.
Yeah, I think you've tapped into something here for sure.
I just sort of got onto the title from a Brad Paisley song that has the line, I wish I was your beer.
Oh, yes.
And I heard that and I was like, oh, cool, that could be its own song rather than just a line in one of his songs. And then I changed it to Wish You Were My Beer and it's just sort of like, cool. How do you write that title?
Blake, I must admit I'm impressed mainly because so many songs recently, especially coming through the COVID period, people have been navel-gazing somewhat. It is nice just to have some fun, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think... sometimes, I get a little serious with the music, but I think for the most part, it should just be about having fun and, I try not to take it too seriously.
It's entertainment at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of entertaining, are you going to be touring at all? I imagine pubs and clubs to support a song like this?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of holding off. I've been a bit picky about gigs. I'm picky or lazy, I don't know, maybe it's a fine line.
I appreciate your honesty.
But I'm thinking about some shows later on in the year because we're working towards an album and we're thinking that's going to come out around October.
Right.
So, I think I'd like to, definitely do some shows around that time. And I think by the time October comes around, surely it's going to be, we're going to be back into the swing of things with, live gigs the way they kind of should be.
Well, it's slowly starting to come back to life. Surely you've seen signs of it. You as opposed to last year where it was completely done, you must be hearing word of people getting around, surely.
Yeah, and, hearing about shows where there's been like 300 people sort of, show up, which is awesome to hear, I think. And, I'm seeing it. I'm in Sydney and it's sort of like things are really starting to pick up around here again. People starting to do gigs. Like, I have done a gig or two, I think, this year.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's pretty cool. It is starting to come back, and people seem to be pretty keen on it, too, because I guess everyone's been starved of entertainment. So
that's a very good way of putting it, for sure. So as the year progresses, will we hear some more songs from you about perhaps rum, some bourbon, something like that?
Yeah. The next one that I'm bringing out is also... It's not as heavily alcohol-themed, but it is set in a bar.
It's called Lemon, Lime and Bitters, so you get it at a bar, but it's not alcoholic.
Yeah, keep it at PG.
That's exactly right. Blake Dantier, it's a great song. Thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully you'll find your way up to the Hunter Valley to have a beer and maybe sing a song for us sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.